BePod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:38. You made it to Friday. Yes, Friday. The best day of the week.
Yeah.
Isn't it, though?
It sure is.
And it's International Beer Day. That's good.
Yes.
Perfect alignment of beer, of celebratory days, and the weather.
I say go for a blueberry beer. Quite refreshing.
You only have one of those. I can't have two blueberry beers. I don't know. Something about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a little too sweet. Like you, LBI.
Oh, yeah. Just like me.
Had too sweet.
Just yeah.
Smooth, Bob. Smooth.
Yeah, that was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
It's also National Underwear Day. So there you go.
It's National Underwear Day?
It is National Underwear Day.
Only underwear.
Which reminds me, I have a hack.
Oh, God, don't even tell me if it's not.
No. So yesterday, I had some stuff to do around the house. The previous owner planted lots of wisteria. And I think he probably planted it just to annoy the next owner.
It's very invasive.
It's invasive. It's nonstop. And it grows so fast.
Yeah.
I'll cut it back on a Saturday, and here it was, what, Thursday, I'm cutting more back.
Even in a drought.
Even in a drought. So the hack I have for that is what I did yesterday, LBF, is I got home, had lunch, and put on a bathing suit. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Because then you do a little trim, chop chop. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, not, yeah. You know, I mean, on the,
yes, the wisteria,
on the wisteria.
Yes.
Right.
And then
you get hot.
You jump in the pool. Do you go back to the wisteria after that?
I go back to the wisteria. I got all my chores done yesterday, and I thought, this is genius. Now, if you don't have a pool...
Oh, then you're... Yeah. You know what?
No,
you're SOL, everybody.
No,
thanks to Bob. B.O.B. says you're SOL.
You got a sprinkler, don't you?
No, I don't.
You can run through the sprinkler?
Oh, okay.
Right. You can't turn your sprinklers on now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to run through the sprinkler.
You know what I like to do, Bob, is...
Well, Bob is like going, you know, submerging himself in his lovely pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do the same thing. It's so you cut the grass, and then you jump in the pool.
Then you jump in the pool. Yeah.
I like to get in the outdoor shower.
Oh, my God. God, I didn't think
of
that.
You know what? The flexing
really nice.
That's going on
wow.
right now really nice. Is sickening.
So good.
You know what you do?
What?
I built it myself.
You let the wisteria go, and you sit on your couch, and you watch Hulu.
And you watch it grow. Do you use a Hulu hoop?
No, I don't use a Hulu hoop.
It's too bad. Anyway, so I just...
Oh, pool thoughts with Bob and Brian.
Yeah, yes,
I hate them too, everybody.
Well, you know, maybe it's okay. I also think... maybe we should just wear bathing suits to work, and then
that would be lovely.
You did. Look at that, right there. It just keeps you cool. It's National Underwear Day, so you do you.
How do you celebrate both of those?
Yeah. It's also Beer Day. This
okay.
could be a hell of
a day.
What a day
to be alive.
Hey, okay, very good.
Underwears and beers.
Underwears and beers.
Favorite thing.
I told you it was the perfect alignment.
Yeah, it sure is.
The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. I want to make this official now because that's where you are part of the rules and regs of the FCC.
Yes.
Yes. It protects
you. Know
we're serious broadcasters. We want you to know that Quality Action Day for ground level ozone from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. tonight, meaning there is an air quality alert. Like, so you've been alerted.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Put the bathing suit on. Stay cool. Run through your sprinkler. The way you're looking at me right now.
Run through your sprinkler.
Yeah. Do,
like, I mean, honestly.
Break out the slip and slide.
Yeah, there you go. There's water everywhere. All right, it's 5:42. Here we go.
From Super Smart to Morning Core. Don't miss a second of the ROR Morning Show with Bob, LBF, and Brian. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, it is. Friday.
Finally.
Been waiting for you.
Yep.
Anyway, we made it. It's super hot. LBF has the latest on that. Plus, I'm going to tell you who we're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to see, and it's a big one.
Oh,
oh yeah, coming up. All right, what's going on, LBF?
All right, 75 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by the Good Feet Store, improving people's lives 2 feet at a time. The heat yesterday in Boston was stifling, oppressive, and record-setting. The National Weather Service says the temperature reached 98 degrees yesterday at Logan. That breaks the record of 96 degrees for an August 4th in Boston that was set all the way back in 1928. A heat advisory is in place throughout the region today because of expected high heat and humidity, and that may be extended over the weekend. Two MBTA workers are injured after a fire in the Arborway bus yard in Boston. The fire started in an out-of-service bus that had to just return to the yard yesterday afternoon. MBTA workers were unable to put out the fire, and the bus became engulfed in flames. And today marks International Beer Day. More than 200 cities across the globe recognize the holiday, and Friday is the perfect time to gather with friends and crack open a cold one to celebrate. In
today.
Sports, yes.
Absolutely,
perfect.
Today,
yes.
Right? Perfect.
But hydrate in between. It's very hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In sports, the Royals are snapping their two-game slide after taking down the Red Sox 7-3 to open a four-game series in Kansas City. And the WNBA is keeping Brittany Griner in their thoughts after she was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges in a Russian court.
9 years?
Yeah. And,
right?
Well, she's just, you know.
This wasn't is it just, it was, cannabis oil of some
yes,
sort, right?
And then, yeah, vape cartridge.
Vape card? 9 years?
Well, I mean,
that's
she's
politics.
Being used. It's
yes,
awful, really awful.
She's a pawn.
There's a heat advisory until 8 tonight, and the Massachusetts Department of the Environmental Protection has issued an air quality action day for ground-level ozone from 11 this morning to 11 tonight. And today, mixed clouds and sun this morning, scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon, a high of 92.
So, I didn't see people doing this myself, but I saw on Facebook, I just ran my 3K or 5K.
I saw somebody who ran 6 miles yesterday, and I was like in between two things, feeling really... Mm-hmm. awful about myself and then wanting to murder that person.
Which yeah. made you feel awful about yourself.
No.
And then went around. No, it didn't go around.
Actually,
around.
Yeah, it was a little
okay.
loop.
It's a loop.
It's a loop. I'm a murderous,
you,
lazy
you.
Person. I'm a murderous, lazy person.
I hate you. I hate me.
I hate you. I hate me. Me. Yes, exactly.
You're lucky I'm so lazy.
Yes, Brian, if I wasn't so lazy.
True. I hate you. I hate me. I hate you. I hate me.
Right, you were in the circle of doom. All righty. First check of traffic Friday. Brian Bell.
All right, check it right.
Bicycle ride this week.
That's right, tomorrow morning.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
That was brought to you by Staples.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 6:15. Happy Friday. It's another hot one today, in case you didn't know that. As a matter of fact, the Mass Department of Environmental Protection has issued an air quality action day. Meaning from 11A to 11P, the breathing is going to be tough. Don't do the strenuous stuff if you don't have to. It's just going to be hot. Can't yeah. breathe. I know. Yesterday you saw some guy jogging 6 miles. And...
No, it was a girl.
It was a woman?
A woman.
Wow.
Some, yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, good for her, but also you made me feel bad about myself.
You did.
Now I just have a problem.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm not sure I like you anymore for various reasons. Anyway, so be mindful of that. It's going to be super hot. And right now it's already 75. Someone's on the phone, LBF, regarding the super smart questions I guess you asked yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, so we do a replay. So folks who maybe don't hear the 8:05 super smart, they hear it the next day. We play it around 5:50 or whatever, just for early birds. Up and about, so we have a caller who's got a question about one of the questions.
Okay.
Hey, the questions you just asked, I think one of them you guys have wrong. I think Moxie was the oldest pop drink in like 1876 and 1885 or something.
Not yeah, except for Moxie is horrible. Moxie. And I'm from Maine. And I don't
I know it's horrible, it sucks, but it's still around, so it's technically. It
is it technically a soft drink? Because it seems like a lousy
yeah.
hard drink
yeah,
to me.
It is.
It was first sold in Waco, Texas in 1885.
What was? Shasparilla?
Ooh. No. Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Moxie, and then Moxie was 1876.
Oh, well, in 1866, Vernon's Ginger Ale was the soda. was, so oh, I'm wrong on lots of levels.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Moxie is still sold. Moxie is still sold today. I don't know if that ginger ale is.
It's up in Maine. Do you like Moxie?
No, I hate it.
Well, you heard
it's hard to, you know, when you Google it, everything that comes up, it says Dr. Pepper. But
I was wondering why the phone started ringing all of a sudden.
Okay. But yeah, this is why everything's subject to.
It's the upside down world.
Yeah.
Sure.
But thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, guess what you won?
What?
A six-pack of Moxie.
Yeah, no way. Yay. Send it back.
Since you guys are so nice, I'll let you guys keep it.
Okay, you're sweet.
All right, have a good weekend. Stay cool.
Love me. Bye.
Bye.
That's funny. Yeah, so you were going for major soft drinks, and Moxie's really not. It's a regional.
I mean, if you're going to, like, split hairs, it was a bitter syrup first marketed as medicine. Moxie Nerve Food in 1876.
Boy, that sounds good.
Moxie Nerve Food.
Yeah.
Marketing's come a long way.
I tell you, I grew up in Maine, and I always thought I should like it. And I know some people who still drink it, but I don't know if anybody really loves Moxie. If you've ever had it, there's no way you love it. It's just, you try, what? How do you describe the taste of Moxie?
Medicine.
Yeah, medicine.
Right?
Yeah.
It's bitter, root.
Yeah, you'd put it in like a old fashioned. You know what I mean? Like a Maine old fashioned, and instead of using bitters, you throw a splash of Moxie in there.
That's a really good idea.
I'm actually making drinks up right now, and it's not even 6:30.
Of course you are.
Wow.
Get some bourbon, right?
Yeah, right.
And instead of bitters, use Moxie.
Yes.
With some simple sugar syrup.
Yep.
Look at you.
A little orange
Moxie
peel.
Should hire you.
I know.
Hey, we know it sucks by itself.
But so here,
add some bourbon. Add some bourbon to that Moxie. I swear to God, if you love Moxie, I want to hear from you because I don't think anybody does.
We want to hear what damaged your taste buds.
Yeah, I like birch beer. Do you remember that?
That's okay. It's a sweetness to birch beer. But if you, Moxie this just, I don't know, who likes it? Just get a quick call, 888-410-1057.
Moxie-inspired.
Defend your Moxie, because Moxie, that's the way to go. Yeah, I've tried to like it. And the worst is Diet Moxie.
There's Diet Moxie?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah, you're in for a treat. It's 620. Here are the tunes. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Yeah, the heat coming off the street. Don Henley had it right. All she wants to do is dance.
Not
right,
today.
LBF? You don't want to dance today. You're no moving.
Nope.
Today's going to feel hotter than yesterday. So that's just that. Temps won't be as high, but the muggies will be brutal. Maybe a thunderstorm, too, which is refreshing. I look forward to that. It's been too long.
Yeah, does the temp drop, though, if that happens?
Yeah, just for a moment.
Not really.
Then it gets super soupy after that. You know that after rain. Folks are calling about Moxie. I threw the gauntlet down. Does anybody really like Moxie? Paul's on the phone. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Bob. I got a suggestion with you and the Moxie.
Yeah, go ahead.
I grew up with Moxie. What you do is you keep it in the refrigerator, ice cold, okay?
Yeah.
And then you get in a tall glass and put some half and half in it.
Moxie and half and half.
Oh, wow.
Half and half cream.
Really? That's like an iced coffee, like an iced Moxie.
Yes, yes. And it comes out perfect.
No kidding. Paul, that's good.
Oh, try it.
I'll try it. Right after I have the old fashioned.
You'll like it.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good weekend. Stay cool. Let's go to Rick. Rick, come on. You love Moxie?
Absolutely. My favorite drink in the world. I've been drinking it all my life. My father started giving it to me when I was very, very young. He liked it, and I did. We used to buy it at Simpson Spring over in Southeastern when they could make it there. And then after that, I don't know what happened to their licenses, and Pepsi and Monarch took it over. But there's still a place in Rockport that was making it as of a couple of years ago. A guy's name was Pierce, and he was still using glass bottles, which is the only way to have Moxie, because once they went to plastic, it changed the taste. But, yeah, I mean, the other good thing about it is if you bring a Coke to work and you put it in the refrigerator, chances are somebody's going to take it on you. Right. You put Moxie in there, nobody touches it.
There you go.
It's like pizza. When you buy a cheese pizza, everybody wants a slice. You get anchovies, not too many takers.
Yep.
So I eat anchovy pizza and I drink Moxie.
Rick and I should be friends.
Right, you wouldn't eat any of his food.
No, I like anchovies.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Then you shouldn't be friends.
Rick.
No, if I cook for you, you'll eat. All right? If I cook for you, you eat. I mean, I'm a really good cook. I have my own catering thing on the side, and I cook 90% of the meals in the house. People love my food, but, if you're going to go out, you know, I mean, like I say, if you want to get something for yourself, get something nobody else is going to eat, then you'll have leftovers. You know?
or just do this. Here's a hack for the non-Moxie drinkers and the non-anchovy people. Label it anchovies. Pizza.
There you go.
Or you get all a Moxie right. bottle and pour your Coke in. It's good, right?
I'm telling you because, yeah, all right, very good.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Right. I'm glad we found
you. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, same here. All right, bye.
That's it, Rick.
Your best friend.
You're my new buddy. That's funny. Well, you don't like anchovy pizza either, do you?
No, I like anchovy pizza.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Like anchovies.
Mm, right? I know.
Yeah, they're yum.
My wife hates it.
I mean, I wouldn't eat them plain, but I'd put them on something fattening.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play. Morning Court's up. Jill's on the phone. She ain't happy. And she has, I think, a really good reason to not be happy. She found out someone in her, I'm not sure, apartment complex, whatever, is paying less than she is for the same place.
What?
What do you suppose is happening there? Okay, we'll talk to Jill coming up, brought to you by Dunkin'. When you're coming in hot, put it on iced with Dunkin' Iced. Sip the new brown sugar cream cold brew or mango pineapple Dunkin' Refreshers. America runs on Dunkin'.
All right, check your ride. Brought to you by Mr. Pibb.
Yeah,
I was just checking to see if you guys were listening.
Mr. Pibb, come on. That's the poor man's Dr. Pepper. Yeah, not
just
not
checking.
As good.
All right, now it's actually brought to you by Ashley Home Store.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to longtime listener Jill. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jill, so what brings you to court today? We know you're not happy about the situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am so angry right now, and I don't know what to do. I'm a single woman, mid-40s, and I rent the second floor of a house.
Yeah.
And an older man lives on the first floor, and the elderly woman upstairs recently, you know, got moved into assisted living. So a few months ago, a young woman, probably, I don't know, 23 or so, moved in. And mm-hmm. she's nice. She's young, she's pretty, whatever, you know. Well,
right.
I was chatting with her outside after she moved in, and she told me how excited she was to find a place and how great it was. It was so cheap. And I thought to myself, I paid $2,500 to live here for this place. Like, how is that cheap?
I know.
And that's when she told me that she pays $1,000 a month for the same apartment as mine.
Wait a minute, wait. Jill, $1,000? No, does she have a roommate?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is one person in the unit pays less than half of what I do.
Okay.
What'd you do?
I honestly, I played it off. I was like, oh, wow, that's really good. Mm. But inside, I was gaining. I was losing it. And
I don't blame you.
It's poor girl. It's not her.
Right.
So I went and called my landlord. And he's in his 40s, married, has kids. And I asked him, like, why is she getting a break on rent? Why am I paying $2,500 and she's paying $1,000?
Big difference. Big difference.
No, that's what I'm like. It would be one thing if it was like, oh, her refrigerator's not as nice, and her stove isn't
right.
as nice. It's $100
right.
less. Like, cool.
What did he say?
He said that she's mistaken and just left it at that. He wouldn't even acknowledge it after that. And I don't believe him. But maybe she was lying, and I don't know, like, because I don't know her at all.
Right.
Okay.
Well, last week, I saw them. Oh, my God. I saw them making out in the backyard, and it was at, like, midnight.
The landlord and the new tenant.
Yes,
okay.
And
he's like way younger and he's married with kids. So I confronted him and I was like, are you sleeping with this girl and giving her a break on her rent? And his response, of course, was, I'm married. Of course not. And then he said, I shouldn't be so concerned with this young girl, and suggested that I might be jealous because she's young and beautiful and that my ship has sailed in that category.
Oh, he said that?
That's what he said.
All right, Jill, look.
This is terrible.
It really is. So you confronted him. But the one thing about Jill.
Been insulted and robbed.
Right? One thing I like about Jill, and maybe it's gotten you in trouble in the past, is you are very forward.
Yeah.
And wow, you accused him of that. You sure you saw what you think you saw?
Absolutely. I know for a fact. I even like creeped outside. They had music playing, so they couldn't hear me like open my door. And I snuck out to make sure it was him because I didn't want to like, I didn't want my mind to wander. No, it was definitely him. Like, it was the same clothes he was wearing that day. It was him.
And you're suggesting and that's how she gets the cheaper rent. Okay.
Well, it seems clear.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, just let the record show that it's a little quid pro quo there. Oh, boy.
I mean, what can I do about this? It's not fair. She's paying so little, and I'm barely scraping by to pay rent. And I can't move. I just signed my new lease. And I can't deal with this.
Okay.
This is just pissing me off.
All right, Jill.
I know one thing you can do.
She's not doing that. I'll be out. Stop. Jill's single, in her 40s. Yeah. She's not playing that game.
Okay, just checking.
Okay. The rent's too damn high.
Yes,
okay?
What
That's
can she
problem.
Do?
Jill, we're not lawyers here, so we're not going to go down that road, but you obviously are comfortable confronting, and let's see if that's the right or wrong thing to do. See if we help you out. 888-410-1057. Jill, stay tuned, okay?
All right.
Well, that's it's perfect because we just saw it today that Boston is the second most expensive place to rent in the country, just after Jersey City.
Jersey City?
Just after Jersey City. So that is the dilemma here. So, you know, she doesn't want to move. Jill certainly doesn't want to do that. And it is a second floor of a house. It's not a complex. So I want to make sure people understand that.
Yes,
so
right.
It's a privately owned house. And, you know.
Landlord's the owner. It's not like she can move.
So what should Jill do? Because it sounds like she's paying $1,500 more a month than the cute little neighbor girl. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more, of course. And it's a free ticket frenzy that continues today. Rod Stewart tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. Listen for your chance to win those. That's great. But right now we're trying to help Jill for Morning Court. Very angry, and I believe she has a good reason to be. She's lives in that second floor of the house. She rents the second floor. An older guy lives on the first, and an elder woman lives upstairs. So it's all good until a younger woman moved in, and she finds out that that woman is paying $1,500 less for what seems to be the same apartment. So what should Jill do? We're going to start with you, Jody. Good morning.
Good morning. I feel so bad for Jill. What I would do, I would go to the wife and I would tell the wife everything.
Landlord's wife.
This guy is a pig. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. I would try to actually go back out if she sees them again and take pictures.
Jody.
And so she has proof.
All right, Jody, do me, if you could do me a favor, because Jill's listening, so. Let's just briefly show me how that conversation would go with the landlord. Okay, we'll start with a knock on his door. Okay, go ahead, Jody.
I would say I have some really interesting evidence, and I would like to show you, and I'm going straight to your wife, and if you try to kick me out, you cannot kick me out because I signed the lease, first of all,
mm-hmm.
and I'm here to stay. But you're trying to screw me, and I am going to screw you royally right now. And I'm going
to. He might like that. I would just. Yeah, be careful with that word.
Jody,
I choose a different word. Choose a different word, Jody. I'm going to screw you. You can't screw me. I'm going to screw you. Yeah, that's what got him in trouble anyway.
You got that right.
All right, Jody. We know what you're saying. Just confront the guy.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
You got that right. Well, maybe not confront him. Just go straight to the wife.
Oh, to the wife. Oh, even better. because that way you don't have that tension of screw right. you, oh, screw absolutely. Him.
Just be like, he's yeah, screwing
yeah.
her.
Yeah, he's screwing her. That's
right. it. That's it. Do not go to him first. Go to her.
There you go, Jody. Good call. Thank you. Have a great Absolutely. Weekend.
You're welcome. Oh, you too. Bye, guys. Okay,
bye.
That's funny. All right. 888-410-1057. All right. Let's see. We got Ron on the phone. Good morning, Ron.
It's human nature to be upset about paying more for the same thing that someone else is paying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But number one, she should be lucky that she's only paying that amount of money for her apartment.
Right.
And number two, it's none of her business. What? The rents are in any of the other units, let alone it's not her business what the landlord does.
See, I wonder, though, That's if technically you are correct, if the landlord has a right to charge whoever, whatever.
Is it ageism? You know, because you couldn't do the same thing, say.
I mean...
Well, it's certainly not discrimination. I mean, unless you want to call it age discrimination, but it comes down to it's none of her business.
Okay. Well, she needs to hear that before she goes off. So, all right, Ron.
It's exactly. She's not going to find another place, I'm sure, for what she has for that kind of rent money.
Yeah, that's the thing. She doesn't want to lose it, but at the same time, it is not fair. Okay.
It isn't fair. She needs to ignore it, though.
Ignore. All right. Ron says ignore it. Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Okay. Have a great day. Stay
great
cool,
show.
Ron. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, phone lines are open. I don't think we've hit it just yet. I'm not sure if Jill's the confrontational type.
I like
you know
it.
What I mean? To go.
I seem pretty confrontational.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, well, Jody was. I'm not sure if Jill is. All right, so what do you think? 888-410-1057. Here's Billy. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. Yes, it's hot. Billy Joel knew it. Started the fire. It's a hot one today in Boston, and LBF will give us the latest on that. So stay tuned for it. And by the way, 8 o'clock, Rod Stewart tickets, okay? So that's fun. A lot going on. Let's find out what's happening, LBF.
All right, it's 76 degrees in Boston. The heat yesterday in Boston was stifling, oppressive, and record-setting. The National Weather Service says the temperature reached 98 degrees yesterday at Logan. That breaks the record of 96 degrees for an August 4th in Boston that was set all the way back in 1928. A heat advisory is in place throughout the region today because of expected high heat and humidity, and that may be extended over the weekend.
Can you imagine 1928, 100, whatever it was? How in the clothes they used to wear.
Yeah.
No air conditioning.
Right.
Brutal.
That's like bathtub gin.
I bet.
Get right in it.
You're right. I bet everybody was at the beach, whatever
yes,
beach. Yes. Jump in, the water's fine.
Pantaloons.
With their pantaloons.
Couldn't even go and get a good drink.
I know. What is it, 20? The state is confirming 42 new cases of monkeypox in Massachusetts. The Department of Public Health indicates that the new cases bring the total number of monkeypox cases in the state to 157. Two MBTA workers are injured after a fire at the Arborway bus yard in Boston. The fire started out of an out-of-service bus that had just returned to the yard yesterday afternoon. The workers were unable to put out the fire, and the bus became engulfed in flames.
Who knew that that job would be dangerous? Not now. MBT, I thought that was a nice job.
Yeah.
Conductor, bus driver.
They cannot catch a break.
Nope. they cannot.
We didn't start the fire, though.
Yeah, well, we didn't.
We didn't.
And today marks International Beer Day. More than 200 cities across the globe recognize the holiday, and Friday is the perfect time to gather with friends and crack open a cold one to celebrate. In sports, the Red Sox lost to the Royals 7-3 yesterday, and the WNBA is keeping Brittany Griner in their thoughts after she was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges in a Russian court. Weather today, mixed clouds and sun this morning, scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon, and a high of 92.
They're looking to do a swap for Brittany Griner. If you want to take her place.
Yeah, they're going to swap an actual criminal, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah. No, they're saying seriously that they're still working on swapping out. So.
I hope. It's just a really terrible thing.
9 years, brutal. Okay, 702. Brian, how are the roads?
We got some problems. This is brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 714, and it's hot. Another hot one today. As a matter of fact, a heat advisory is in effect till 11 o'clock, I should say till 8 o'clock tonight. Heat index values up to 100 today, so it's going to be hot. All right, and for tomorrow, Scattered thunderstorms in the morning, a high of 90. Sunday, it looks like we're going to be kind of cloudy, 94. More sunshine, I should say, on Sunday. But still hot, 94.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's time to salute our bike riders and all the folks who are teaming up in support of the PMC. It's PMC weekend. It's Pan Mass Challenge. Our own Brian Bell is riding tomorrow, right, Brian?
Yeah, I'll be riding Saturday, Sunday, heading out to P-Town eventually. It'll be great.
How many miles will you be riding?
It's like 165, I think.
Wow.
I'm going from Wellesley this year. Okay. Getting out to Sturbridge is a tough one on
Friday.
Fridays.
Yes.
Yeah. I just heard from J-Bo Jones, our afternoon host. He is going to be at Sturbridge this afternoon, broadcasting live.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The opening ceremonies are tonight, actually. So you can actually watch the opening ceremonies on Channel 4. They're at 7 o'clock with Lisa Hughes, David Wade. Lisa rides the ride, too.
Oh, wow.
How many people ride in this ride? Do you know?
We're up to, I mean, there's so many different routes for people, too. So there's, like, you know, routes for every ability. There's 25-mile routes. There's the full route from, you know, 192 from Sturbridge. There's, I think, 5,000, 6,000 riders.
It's huge.
I mean, so be aware as you're driving around this weekend.
Yeah.
You might run into some roads shut down for all the PMCers.
Because of that. All right. So we talked yesterday. Now, you were a little, you were short of your goal of 6,000.
So that's,
yesterday?
Yeah, that was my fundraising minimum was 6,000. And I was just short of that. And a nice fella, Rich Poirier from Middleborough, heard me say that I was 500 short. And he wrote me a check. Boom. Hit the fundraising minimum. And I'm over it. And I'm only about 1,200 away from $50,000 lifetime.
Wow, that's incredible.
My 8-year riding. So,
well, so how do folks donate? What is the easiest way if you're listening in the car right now to make a donation of any?
You can get every little bit helps.
I mean, anywhere from $10,
$5, whatever you want. WROR.com/PMC. Mm-hmm. You got all the info right up there, and you know, it's just a lot of fun.
I was looking at that, and a lot of pictures of you, Brian, and your kids. Yep. Over the years, riding, you know, doing it. And,
yeah, well, I count myself lucky because, you know, we haven't, my kids are healthy, things are good.
Yeah.
I have friends right now that are going through treatments, you know, that it's not easy.
No.
You know, and getting on your bike and riding for a few miles, if that's, you know, what I can do, I'm happy to do it.
The PMC donates 100% of every rider-raised dollar to Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. By the way, they've donated over $767 million.
Yes. Which translates into, like, all these new procedures and all, you know, these sort of life-saving medicines, efforts that people have had access to because of individuals like Brian and people who commit to this. They commit to riding it. They commit to the fundraising. It's not like you're like, I'm going to ride it, and then I'm going to, like, maybe do $100 or whatever. You make the commitment, and then you raise the funds, and then you do it. And it's just like, and I think there are so many people who are dedicated to this year after year. How long has this been going on again?
Since 1980.
Yeah, $767 million since 1980.
Last year, $64
million.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll probably...
And your little part of it is, you know, that's the story, because there's so many guys like you or people like you that, you know, just you're doing 6,000 was your
That's the floor.
Floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are people who do, you know, certainly more and less.
It's great.
But, so we're psyched that you got over the top of your budget, but to get to 50,000 for a lifetime, that's quite an achievement.
That'd be pretty good.
That's huge, Brian.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
And it's I look forward to, like, seeing all the people out on the route. They aren't allowing anyone at the water stops other than riders and volunteers, which there are thousands of both. But people will be lined along the routes, like Cherry Street in Franklin is a great spot where they have bands along the route, and there's people cheering.
That's
it's
fun.
Like, I can't wait to get out and see all the people
hot
along
weekend.
The route.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be great.
It's gonna be hot weekend.
It'll be great.
But look, you're going to sweat off like 10 pounds of water weight. That's awesome.
And I hope so.
That's when you tell your doctor, wait.
Yeah, you should have scheduled your doctor's appointment for Monday.
It's Tuesday, actually.
Oh, nice job!
Okay. Get on that scale, Brian. That's good. Say hi to J-Bo if you're in the Sturbridge area, too. He's going to be out there today in the afternoon heat, broadcasting live, telling you all about it. It's a great cause. I mean, cancer is everybody's enemy, so let's team up
on this one,
okay? Donate at WROR.com. There you go. 105.7 WR 80s and more. It's Bob, LDF, and Brian. And it is another hot day today. It's just the way it is. It's been hot all summer. I don't remember the last day. Let's say it was like 77, sunny. Less than 80.
It's been a stretch.
Since it's been less than 80, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all right.
Is it okay?
It's a little excessive right now.
Yeah.
But
not as hot as it used to be.
The good news is everything changes.
I mean, in 1928 was the record, right?
For what we beat it yesterday. So yeah.
Time's
way to go, 2022. Doing all the things.
Hotter than ever.
Hotter than ever, and monkeypox.
And monkeypox, and it's hot. Well, they just had, you know, whatever, 1928, you know, the Depression and Prohibition.
That was not good either. At least not we could drink our faces off.
Yeah. Yeah. So the heat stays with us.
Yep.
And it's going to be 92 today. It's going to feel just that swampy feeling, you know, you get.
I wish you'd not bring up a swamp.
You know what I mean. It's going to be that kind of swampy feeling.
Bob, where would you get that swampy feeling?
I don't even want to mention it.
I can't even with you guys.
It's hot.
It's bad enough that it's 100,000 degrees out, but I need to listen to swampiness.
I have a hack for that. I don't know why you don't listen to me.
Because.
Okay.
When have I?
Wear a bathing suit just all weekend. And then whenever you want to cool off, you run through the sprinkler. Jump in
your own pool.
That's a nice way to go.
I'm going to run through a sprinkler because I'm not six and I don't have a popsicle in my hand.
It's actually pretty fun.
It is fun. Yeah,
I'll try it.
You don't have to run. You can walk through the sprinkler.
Okay.
No one's going to judge you.
They make popsicles with alcohol now.
Yes, they do.
See? It's getting better.
Mr. Pool Boys over
Take
here.
Take that, 1928. We have sprinklers and alcoholic pops. You have prohibition.
Bathing suits without sleeves.
Yes.
Trunks. There were trunks. Anyway, stay cool no matter how you do it. Whether you wear a bathing suit all day like I did yesterday or not, that's none of my business.
Okay? That's none of your business.
All right, fine. But this is my business. Morning Court.
Yes, it is.
Jill wants to talk to us. She is not having it. She's not happy. She's single. She rents a second floor apartment of a house. And she just finds out that the landlord is charging the younger, I don't want to say.
Prettier.
I don't know if she's prettier, but the landlord might think
odds
so.
Odds are.
Okay.
See a puppy and a dog? You'd be the judge.
Usually, wow.
Just saying. I know what it is.
Adopt the puppy.
Yes, right.
Not the old dog. Well, that's not helping Jill, but we're here to help her in Morning Court next. Okay, we'll see why the young, hot girl summer is paying less of rent than she is.
Yeah, hot girl discount.
She's got questions, and we'll see if we can help her answer those. Coming up, Morning Court in 10 minutes. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
All right, check your ride, brought to you by New England Recovery Center.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, Aerosmith and Dream On. It is 7:49, another hot one in the city, but it is what it is, right? I'm just hoping Jill's got nice air conditioning in her apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's calling because she's single in her 40s. She's got the second floor, and then on the third floor, their landlord just rented to a young,
just a young girl.
Do I need to say more?
No.
You don't need to, right?
Well, you need to say that the landlord is giving her a big break on the rent because he's shtupping her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what Jill thinks.
Yeah.
Jill thinks that maybe there's some hanky-panky going on.
She's got some receipts.
She does. Yeah. She's got photos of them making out in the backyard.
I mean, it wasn't like she was, like, you know, having some sort of medical moment. He was, like, macking on her.
Okay. So she confronts, and he says, "No, I'm a happily married man. Shame on you." Say that again, you're out.
Oh,
you know what
I
mean?
Never. How dare you,
Missy? But that ain't working because she's paying $1,500 more than Missy is. All right, let's go. Hi, ROR. Is this Michael? What do you think?
The fact that he told her that her ship has sailed in that department might constitute harassment. That could be a sexual harassment case, but again, we're not lawyers.
Right.
She has to keep her apartment. That's, you know, she's got her living situation. This isn't going to go away. So you can just let it be what it is, A cheater is always going to cheat. Male, female, heterosexual, homosexual, a cheater is a cheat and will never change.
Yep.
He's going to get food with her. He's going to look for somebody else. She's going to be out. Third floor apartments, they always command a little less rent, but $1,500 less? I don't know about that.
Yeah. Right. Maybe just because she's young enough to walk up the stairs and do other things, you know.
Hey, yeah. My father-in-law is 80 years old. And he walks up to the third floor.
Okay.
And he ain't getting no deal like that.
No. All right, Mike. So we'll, she's got to, like you said, sew the button right down the middle. Don't come on too hard or because you don't want to lose the apartment.
Always, yep. Hey, you know, take $500 off my rent and not call your wife.
There you have it. There it is. Hey, Mike, we're going to grab another call. Thank you, buddy.
All right, good enough.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. All right, Maureen, what do you think of Jill's situation?
I think she should look into the Fair Housing Law of Massachusetts, which discriminates in the rental of houses by property owners, landlords, property managers, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. That's the blah, blah, blah that always gets you because you stop reading at that point.
I know, but I read the whole thing too on my phone.
Yeah, we're not lawyers.
I know that's quite the thing, but it sort of is. I mean, she's older and she's paying more rent, and at least it's a tangible way to go after them.
And she's got the photos.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
So, yeah. That's my thought.
Okay, good stuff, Maureen. Look at your tenant rights, Massachusetts.
All right, have a good day.
You probably Google it. Thanks. Have a great weekend, Maureen. All right, let's say hi to Teresa. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're great. Better than Jill.
Great.
Yeah.
I know. Poor thing. I feel so sorry for her.
Okay.
I would tell her to tell the man to lower her rent to $500 or he's telling the wife.
What? Wait a minute. Lower it 500 or lower it to 500?
Lower it to $500 or he's telling her wife.
Yeah.
Wow. That seems like blackmail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so is that blackmailish?
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Dude, I don't care. Sorry, you want to play? You pay.
Oh, Teresa coming in hot. You know, maybe he settles in the middle, a nice solid $750.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right, Teresa. Good call.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You
we
too.
Love you.
That's awesome. Alrighty, thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Okay, well, so most people, this is Massachusetts, by the way.
Yeah.
You know. Will confront. They want to confront.
Well, no, not go quietly into that second floor apartment.
That's the message. That's the message so far is for Jill. Go talk to him one more time. This time, maybe a little firmer, so to speak. And with the photos, okay?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it's Super Smart, and let's say good morning to caller number 10 today.
I am here.
All right, good to play.
All right, Lydia. Thank you. Yeah, you're calling number 10. You're going to play Super Smart, sponsored by Rodenheiser Home Services. Looking to add their winning team, so they need some help if you're looking for a job. For more info, apply to go to careers.rodenheiser.com. Lydia, so you're call number 10. You're going to play Super Smart. And now tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I am a recruiter for CTS. We're a telecommunications company, and we make cell phones work in buildings.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Except for ours.
Yeah, ours. Not that great, but that's okay.
Yeah, you need an upgrade. You need to call CTS.
Okay, there it is. There's a free plug. Hey, Lydia, anybody you want to shout out listening today in the audience?
I have four wonderful adult children, and I got my husband, Jeff, here with me. We're actually in the car. He's dropping me to work. So, hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
All right. That's funny. All right, let's get to it, guys. You know how it works. I'm sure you listen every day, right?
I do. I've actually played 3 years ago.
All right, now. Oh, you're due. Okay, so LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. You win $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass, and we'll get back to the question. All right, Lydia, here we go.
What is 9 plus 1?
10.
True or false, Barry Manilow wrote the Stuck on Band-Aid jingle?
True.
What's the capital of France?
Pass.
Who was Jennifer Lopez engaged to before she reunited with Ben Affleck?
A-Rod.
Double your pleasure, double your fun was a ad slogan used by what product?
Government gum.
Which country is also a continent?
Australia.
How many lines are in a sonnet?
8.
True or false, John Adams signed the first federal income tax into law?
False.
What's the name of Sammy Hagar's tequila?
Pass.
What short story begins with $1.87, that was all, and 60 cents of it was in pennies?
Boy.
Yeah, boy.
Lydia, I can
that
tell.
That was a hard one,
I'm sorry.
It's Friday. She doesn't want to give away any of her money.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
All right. Listen, you did a good job. The capital of France is Paris.
You got six right.
Yep.
That was an easy one. I thought it was a trick question.
No. How many lines are in a sonnet? 14. Yeah. The name of Sammy Hagar's tequila is Cabo Wabo. And the short story that begins with $1.87, that was all, and 60 cents of it was in pennies, was the gift of the Magi. You remember when the couple, he sold his watch to get her a hairpin, and then she cut her hair off to get the money to get the watch?
I do remember. Thank you.
It's like a...
Wait a minute. That wasn't Christmas?
That was Christmas.
Was it a Hallmark movie?
No, it was a Christmas story about the gift. For Christmas, he wanted to get a hair clip for his wife, for her hair, and she wanted to get him a watch, but they didn't have any money. They only had $1.87.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you read that. You don't know that story?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
I thought there was frankincense and myrrh coming. I didn't
know.
He just
watches Hallmark movies for Christmas.
Sorry.
All right. I'll read it to you.
Lydia, this has nothing to do with you. We apologize for that. Hey, so look, you got six right. And I know you knew Paris, but didn't we all? Dang.
Forget that.
You forgot Paris. listen, you got a four-pack of tickets to the New England Revolution game. That is next Saturday night. It's a fun take.
Awesome.
You and Jeff, go enjoy it, okay? Hey, thank you for listening. Hang on, Brian. You need to talk to Lydia, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, don't go anywhere. Lydia, hang on. Okay, sign up to play Super Smart, WROR.com. LBF's going to put the home version of the game up, right?
Yep, and you can do multiple choice. If you're good at it, just sign up and play. You can win $1,000.
Just a heads up, don't leave yet, but aren't you going to be on Boston 25 here at 9 o'clock?
Yes.
You're doing a photo shot, shoot? What are you doing?
I'm doing a stand-up routine. No, I didn't know.
Wow, they're going to get you to stand up?
I love sitting.
All right.
I'm going to bounce, baby.
So if you're home, man, turn
and you want to see
on.
The biggest hair on the planet because the humidity is high.
9 o'clock.
Tune
you see what
nine.
She really, really looks like.
Oh.
Boston 25 at 9. All right, Brian, let's see how the roads are so you can get going here soon.
All right, this is brought to you by Staples Store.
We have a winner.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jonna.
Jonna, guess what?
Hi. Are you kidding?
I don't kid. Very serious about our tickets. You're caller 10.
Bob, I can't believe it. I've never won anything in my life on the radio. This is amazing.
That is great, Jonna. Where are you from?
I'm from Clinton.
Well, look at that. You got a pair of tickets. Rod Stewart, Xfinity Center, August 12th. All right.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
You got it. So who are you going to take with you?
I really don't know yet. Maybe my cousin Lee, I think.
See, you've never won. You don't know what to do. Right?
I don't.
What do I do? All right. I got one last question for you, Jonna. What is the number one station to start your day with?
105.7 WROR.
Like a pro.
Good job, Jonna. Jonna, hang on a second. All right. Next chance to win. 10 o'clock hour, it's Blondie. So Julie's going to give you a chance to see Blondie as well. It's a ticket frenzy. You got more Rod Stewart tickets to give away. And the winning just continues. So no matter where you go, make sure whether you stream us, you listen to us on the app at WROR.com. Have us on to win some tickets. Here we go. Oh, we're on to Morning Court now. Let's move on to Morning Court. We talked to Jill about 45 minutes or so ago. She's single, in her mid-40s. She said it. She rents a second-floor apartment in a, it sounds like a triple-decker. We didn't ask her where. We don't want to know that. But she's noticed that the new younger lady who has moved in, you know, has a, seems to have a relationship with the landlord that, you know, borders on being questionable. So she finds out that that new tenant is paying $1,000 a month less than Jill is. Jill sees them with the landlord.
Canoodling? You
know, yeah. And she confronted the landlord. He said, what are you talking about? I'm married. We were just talking. All right, so what should Jill do? She's paying $1,500 more than the younger woman is. Let's go to you, Carolyn. What do you think?
I don't like what's going on, but I agree with the gentleman. Say it was his niece living there and he wanted to give his niece a break. He could charge his niece whatever he wants. So if this is his girlfriend, he can charge his girlfriend whatever he wants.
Wow.
You think his wife agrees with that?
No. I'm sure his wife wouldn't agree with it. But the whole thing is if she wants to stay there, if she goes to the wife, when her lease is up, she's going to be out regardless.
Oh, yeah. He's going to want Jill out. She knows too much.
Yep.
Yeah. So if she wants to stay in that apartment later on, I mean, he can charge whoever he wants, whatever he wants, whether it's a girlfriend, older person, younger person.
I'm at the point where I want to talk to a, I'd love to have a lawyer call or someone with some more legalese background, because I'm wondering if that's 100% correct. You can charge whatever you want. Maybe you can.
I think it is. Okay. I think you can.
All right.
Because
wow.
Say it was a niece going to school and he wanted to help his niece out.
Yeah, that's true. That's the sad all truth right? Then, Carolyn. Have a great weekend. You stay cool, okay?
You too. Stay
okay.
Cool.
Bye-bye. Hi, Sharon. What do you think?
I think she needs to be clever. She needs to go out there. This is going to happen again if they're fooling around. So she needs to snap a picture of it. However, she has to be cautious because blackmail is against the law. But what she needs to do is get a picture. She was just taking a picture of her outside yard to show some friends. Notice this. Goes to him and say, so you want to tell me that this is not going on between you and her? My rent will be $1,000 effective immediately. Or your wife will be receiving a little phone call.
Okay. I like it.
Hardball, right, yeah. From Sharon yeah. Here. But at the same time, you know, you got to be careful with that, because who's taking pictures of their, you know, outside scenery at night? So you got to be.
Yeah, true.
But, you know what I mean? You got to catch the right time, the right place, Sharon.
Yes, yes. There just has to be some caution. And if I have a feeling that even if it was sloppy, I don't think he's going to be the first one to reach out and call and report this, because this is still going to be an issue for him that's going to come out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good one. Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks, have a great day.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Yes, what do you think?
So, Mr. Landlord, I know what's going on here, and I'd like to negotiate a lower monthly payment.
Okay. That's a good open.
Yep.
That's very good.
Yep, I like it. It's calm.
I'm gonna start paying you $2,000 a month. Moving forward.
Yeah, 500
if that
less.
That doesn't go well. Mm-hmm. Don't pay. It takes a long time to get booted out.
Yeah, that
you
is
have
true.
Renter's rights. Don't pay. Mm-hmm. And he'll come around.
I like, you know, I
your calmness.
Like it.
It's like a, yeah. It's a little psychotic, but it works.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I like that. knock, knock. Mr. Landlord.
I know what's going on. So here's what's going to happen from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
exactly.
That.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Keep that blue aura. Remain calm.
Yep.
It'll come around.
That's
it'll
it. Come around. You know what? And she's got the receipts. She's got the photos.
Yep.
She's got the receipts. So there you go. All right, Tom.
Exactly. Good luck.
All right. Good luck with that, Jill. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. Bye bye.
You too.
You know, Tom, solid advice right there. If she's comfortable confronting him, saying this, you know, if she's not going to get a $500 a month rent. At least I don't think. But she'll get the point across. You don't want to do this. So good luck, Jill. But I think eventually your comfort's going to probably be somewhere else down the road. Let's just say it, because it's never going to be good as long as that's tensions there. Hey, if you have a case for Morning Court, bring it. Go to WROR.com. We'd love to help out. We have a massive amount of listeners who are there to help you as well. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to Harry Medved from Hollywood and Fandango.com. This Brad Pitt movie looks awesome. It's called The Bullet Train. See what he thinks about that, plus two other movies opening up. And you know, Harry, always bring the codes. So he gives you free movie passes. So that is coming up next. You don't want to miss it. Good way to stay cool this weekend, too. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's another hot Friday in Boston. What are, is there a better place to be than a movie theater?
No better place to be.
You got snacks. You got free AC.
Yep. Sometimes you have chairs. Drinks.
Yeah, you can have drinks, too. So I thought it'd be a good time to talk to our friend from Fandango.com in Hollywood, California. It's Harry Medved. Good morning, Harry.
Hey, Bob. Hey, LV. If you had me in drinks, I like that.
There you go.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah,
especially in the theater.
Yes,
good
exactly.
Lord.
Yeah.
Hot here. So we need to get some butts in the seats at a movie theater. So let's see what's out there.
Well, this weekend you've got Bullet Train, and man, talk about having a drink while watching a movie. This film is completely over the top, crazy. It is rated R, and that's a hard R, because Brad Pitt is in the movie. He plays this unlucky assassin whose name is Ladybug, wears this funny bucket hat that he never loses, even when he's punching people, getting shot at, you know, flying through a train.
Mm-hmm.
But he is hysterical. You don't usually get to see, I guess we did see it in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I'm so happy that Brad Pitt is playing a comic action hero. And this film is blood splattered from the beginning. He's this guy who's taking on one last job. Just one last job, a quick grab and go, grabbing a suitcase off the train, because he wants to retire and like go live a Zen life, and he's trying to be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to really hurt anybody, but everyone's trying to kill him because the train is full of assassins, like the world's greatest assassins. So it's kind of like it's a mad world meets Kill Bill or something. It's a lot of fun.
Like celebrities, but, other stars?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of cameos. Oh, well, you know, Bad Bunny is one of the first assassins. Sandra Bullock is the one who's in his ear the whole time, telling him what to do and which case to take. Some of the biggest stars in the world show up in cameos. Really? I don't want to give it away, but it's so much fun.
That's fun.
Just don't take the kids, man.
Okay, I have to tell you that I saw Maverick with my daughter Lucy, and this was a preview of this came on, and I had to put my hand over her eyes even for the preview, because it's got a lot of stuff going on.
Ooh.
And Bullet Train.
Yeah.
Preview, I was like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah. It's insane.
Insane movie with Brad Pitt.
Here comes the mom arm right over your eyes.
Right, exactly. The mom arm.
Yeah,
that's funny, Brian.
Yeah,
okay, so you like it. You love it.
Yeah, you won't need the mom arm for Easter Sunday, which you probably haven't heard of. You know the Filipino-American comedian Joe Coy? He has this stand-up act, and he sells out all of his concerts. He's been working on this movie for a while with Tiffany Haddish. It's hysterical. It's a love letter to his Filipino-American community. Guy who comes home for Easter with his son to visit his mom and his crazy family. And I'm telling you, this film's going to be a breakout hit this weekend.
Oh, all right.
It's going to be on the level of Crazy Rich Asians, but it's going to do very well. So
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday in August. Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Finally, if you're looking also for something family-friendly at home, finally, on Vudu, Fandango's streaming service, we've got not only Lightyear, the Pixar movie, but we also got Minions, The Rise of Gru, which is finally available at home. With I think it's the fifth Minions movie, but as Brian said, it's featuring lots of Minion butt.
He loved it. It
was really fun. The kids loved it.
Yeah, that is fun. So the Minions of Gru.
Minions, it's all about the rise of Gru in the 1970s. Right? I think he's 12 years old.
Oh, fun.
And he wants to be the world's greatest supervillain, and it's got Taraji P. Henson. And some of the villains in the film are Dolph Lundgren, Alan Arkin, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Fun.
It's really fun. Yeah, it's great.
Well, so you know, that, Harry, you watch at home, and like I mentioned at the top, it is hotter than, literally hotter than hell here.
Yes.
Well, hell, Michigan.
Make heaven out of hell.
Yes.
And, especially if you have air conditioning at home, and watch Minions, Rise of Gru. At home on Vudu. So, can we give away some codes or something like that?
Are you kidding?
People?
Of course. We like a freebie.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So you want to give away code so people can watch Minions: The Rise of Gru at home, right?
Yeah, I loved it. I think you guys will too.
What do you want? Yeah, all right, let's take caller number.
Let's do the temperature 100. No, I'm kidding. How about 11?
Let's do 11. 888-410-1057. You know, Harry, you got something for everybody, it sounds like. Comedians, action, and for the kids.
100%. It's going to be a great weekend.
Well done, Harry. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Harry from Hollywood at Fandango.com. We'll catch you down the road, Harry.
Enjoy the weekend. Thank you. Take care.
So, Brian, that it's the code to be just for Minions, right?
It's for Voodoo, for Minions, The Rise of Gru. You'll see plenty of Minion butts.
So if you want, if you have kids and you want to see it over the weekend, let's start calling now. We'll get a winner, 888-410-1057. All right, final check of traffic, Brian.
Yep, I'll answer the phones as soon as I tell you this. It's brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture.
All right, LBF, I understand you got to go. You have a big TV shot.
Yeah, shoot. I'm going to be on Boston 25. And it's the zip trip to Randolph, so bye.
Well, you can't. You got to zip to Randolph. What are you doing?
Just talking about stuff and about Randolph and you and Brian. And
oh, that's great. You know, what time is that? 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
Boston 25?
Yeah, I got to go.
All right. Roll tape. Have fun.
Bye.
All right. Do us proud, girl. Remember, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob and Brian. LBF is in Randolph. She's going to be on Boston 25 sometime after 9 o'clock. They're doing these zip trips where they go to different zip codes and then get to know the town. Looks like a lot of fun in Randolph.
Yeah.
I mean, they got hot dogs, snacks, drinks. She's already there.
They didn't tell us there was going to be hot dogs. Maybe we should have gone.
I know. So look for LBF if you happen to have your TV on while you listen to us. Brian, are you ready for your Pan Mass Challenge bike ride this weekend?
I'm ready. As ready as I'm going to be.
How do you prepare for that?
I've been doing training rides and, you know, all that stuff. And I'm ready to go.
Yeah, is your butt ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be humid.
Oh.
So, you know.
That's kind of fun.
Might have a little, might use some butt cream.
Chub rub?
Yeah. You know, it helps.
You want to helps with the hydrate.
Chafing.
A lot of water.
Got to hydrate. Yep.
So, tomorrow, you're going to start in Wellesley?
I'll be in Wellesley, rolling from Wellesley to Bourne tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's 86 miles.
Yeah.
And then we sleep over at MMA, the Mass Maritime, and the little dorms they have there. It's kind of fun.
Is it?
As long as it's not too hot. And then...
what time are you up the next day?
I can get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'll be hitting the road by 5.
Jeez.
And okay. the best part of the Pan Mass Challenge ride on the Sunday when you're heading out to P-Town is we get up, we go over the Bourne Bridge before the sun comes up.
Yeah.
And as you hit the canal, we're riding down the canal. All these riders. I'll probably be with the guys from Fat Tuesday. And the sun comes up as we're going along the canal. It's the best. It's really awesome.
Well, look, you're still taking donations. People Absolutely. Can donate at WROR.com/PMC. And it's really easy to do if you go to WROR.com. You see the link, donate button, boom, hit it.
Yep.
And get Brian over the hump.
Yeah, and opening ceremonies are tonight. J-Bo is going to be out in Sturbridge. Broadcasting live.
J-Bo's there from 2 to 7, so that's great. Yeah. We're a proud sponsor of the Pan Mass Challenge, and like I said, you can still make your donations at WROR.com. It's a great cause. You know, they're there to fight cancer, and another big goal this year, we'd love to get, get Brian over the hump.
That's right.
You know, you got to put it in high gear or low gear for that.
Yeah,
right?
Whichever gear you need.
Whatever. All right, 8:55. And we are going to be commercial-free for 2 hours next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.